Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. So glad to be here today. Mom, you've got a cute new sweatshirt on.
Well, I thought it would be apropos. First of all, it's tie-dye.
It is so apropos.
That is definitely in.
Yes.
And it says voter.
Very cute. Where did you get that?
At Nordstrom. And it was not expensive.
Yeah.
And I was going to pick it up, except they didn't have it. So they had to send it to me.
Well, I like the tie-dye.
Thank you very much.
Pattern, yes. Well, that's interesting that you, there is a lot of vote merchandise everywhere. And I like that this is subtle. It's just up in the upper left corner. Like instead of a logo, it just says voter.
Right, exactly.
Yes. And will you wear it after the elections?
I will. Because what I was really looking for, you know my favorite sweatshirt. That is
that Bally Twins one.
It's
oh my God!
From the 1987 World Series, and it's torn and all of that.
Yeah, it's really the Twins' fault.
It is. But it's really the most comfortable sweatshirt I have, and I was kind of looking for another one that would be comfy.
Yeah,
and this just looked comfy. Mm-hmm. And yet it was.
It does look like you're kind of comfy.
And so I'm quite happy.
So this is how you know. Hope you'll appreciate this, knowing my mother as you do.
Yes.
You know, she likes to look a certain way when she leaves the house.
Uh-oh.
Sometimes it takes a while to get in the state, right, that she feels comfortable with.
Uh-huh.
So on one of the beautiful days this week, talk about a weather week.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Perfect.
So on one of the days, impromptu after school, my son called her and said, "Hey, Grandma, do you want to meet us at Lake Harriet? We're going to go take the dog for a walk." And my mother, Hope, get this, said she was in the Twins sweatshirt. That means it's a home day. If she's in the Twins.
Oh, she can't go out.
No.
You don't usually. Okay.
Hope, this sweatshirt, it's like, it's amazing that it still holds together on her body. It is this like bally old sweatshirt. That means at home, she said, not only was she going to come, she was not even going to change out of the Twins sweatshirt.
Well, the thing is, I figured.
That's how desperate she was to get out of the house.
Well, that's true. And between wearing a mask and sunglasses,
who would
I
know?
Figured nobody's going to know who I am.
You're absolutely right.
So we have had a couple times. You remember once in Florida, we were actually at a ball game and you and I were sitting there talking and a woman in front of us turned around. This is in Florida. And she said, "Are you the shop girl?"
Yes, I do remember.
Wow.
Thank goodness we weren't saying bad things or having a fight or anything like that.
Well, that's just the power of my talk.
Right.
It's everywhere.
Exactly.
Yes.
But I figured if I was quiet and wearing dark glasses and a mask.
Well, now with your TikTok, you can't go anywhere.
You're right.
This is so true, Hope.
Yeah, it's a little scary. This last one is up to 350,000 views.
Wow.
And
is that because of Andy Grammer?
Oh, are you kidding? I would guess most people don't know who he is.
Uh-huh.
It's the one where we are singing, instead of making whoopee, we're singing Getting Tipsy.
Yes.
And you poured that tall glass of vodka.
Right.
You know what, Hope? But that's
there
the
are some concerns,
part.
Mom. There are some real
here's
concerns.
Here's the thing. You know, we have this big, and the only reason we have the vodka is because I make this Kahlua cake.
Uh-huh.
That's really good, but you need Kahlua and vodka for the cake.
Okay.
Otherwise, I wouldn't have had that. But so we had that, and so we took two big glasses and obviously filled them with water.
Oh, come on.
I cannot believe how many people think that it's really vodka. The messages that we have gotten. Finally, I wrote to someone and I said, "Lighten up, it's water."
Oh, I just thought it was funny that you poured that much. Not were going to actually drink it.
Right. But Hope, it just speaks to how little they know about alcohol consumption.
Exactly.
That they would pour, first of all, not at all in a cocktail sort of glass.
Well, no, not for vodka.
No, it would be much smaller.
And no mixer. No ice.
Just a minute. When I worked in Dayton Special Events many years ago, and the late Joan Crawford, whose husband was the head of the PepsiCo company. She came to appear, and we had this big meeting with all the different news outlets, and she had what appeared to be a big glass of water. But as the day wore on, we realized it was vodka.
Well, that's a different thing.
That's a whole different thing. So there are people who do that.
Yeah.
you know, but yeah. It was just for show.
Yeah.
It was water funny. And it was just for show.
Well, I'm just curious. I mean, it's so fascinating. You never know with social media. Like, did this one blow up because it was the first one that came after your appearance on the Today Show? Did it blow up because of the vodka? Because it's about getting tipsy? What is it?
I absolutely don't know. The only thing that my grandson told me is someone named something Paradise Bartender or something. Something like that. That he knew who it was.
Yeah.
And she has the verification thing. So mm-hmm. she's got like
so she's legit.
50 million followers or whatever. Uh-huh. And she liked it. Now, whether that had anything to, I don't know. And wow. everybody keeps saying that's, is it called Smirnoff or yes. Smirnoff? However uh-huh. you say the vodka. I can't tell you all the comments that say, why don't they have you do a commercial?
But oh, I hope
I don't
that
know
happens.
How to get to them. So.
They're going to just have to find you.
Yeah, I guess. So that's the latest.
I love Hope. My son is running for student council. And these days that just happens on social media, which it probably would even if kids were in school.
Yeah,
but it is kind of sad. Like there are no posters up on the walls.
Sure.
There's no speeches in front of classes. And so it's all happening on social. And my mother very seriously was like, would you like me to do an endorsement for you, given my social media.
I have a lot more followers than he does, so I figured I'd offer.
Oh my gosh.
I mean,
what
I
did he say?
Where...
He's like, Grandma, I don't think my friends are following you.
Oh. I don't know that he's
I think
right.
he's wrong.
I think he's wrong, too.
I think
but
he's
that's
wrong.
Okay.
I think he underestimates.
It's okay. He doesn't want me.
I think he's just a little jealous of the numbers. What can
little
we
bit,
say?
A little bit, but yeah. yes, well, that could be.
Well, from your Bali sweatshirt
yes.
to a really hot runway, I have to tell you.
You don't think they belong together, huh?
I have to tell you, Minneapolis St. Paul magazine pulled off a Fashionopolis Unplugged.
It sounds like it was fabulous.
It really, really was. And I think what I didn't anticipate is just how meaningful it would feel. I think, you know, obviously there was no question that it had to be outside.
Sure.
Normally Fashionopolis is at Aria,
yep.
sells out every year. That wasn't even a consideration. Obviously couldn't have the number of people that normally attend Fashionopolis. And so the question was, could a show happen outside or is it just not going to be able to happen? And Jane Haugen Olsen and Madeline Nachbar and then Grant Whitaker, who produces for them, you know, they were determined that they could figure it out. They were able to use the parking lot at the Monte Carlo,
which was a perfect space.
So perfect. I mean, in the heart of the North Loop. And I think obviously it was a beautiful night, which helped.
Yes, that was lucky. What would they have done if it had rained? Did they have a contingency plan?
There was talk at one point of the following night being the backup.
Yeah.
You know, at first there was talk of, gosh, do we have to tent this? But that felt like no, because part of the magic was being in the city. And I think right now, given everything our city has been through and given how hard hit some of these amazing neighborhoods have been and all the local retailers, and there you are literally with, you know, ringed by local businesses that are so meaningful and that make up the character of that very neighborhood. You know, everybody who works at Dinolo came out, you know, they were all watching and dancing outside the door and, you know, the Martin Patrick 3 team was there and it was just really, really special and just a spectacular setting.
And it was socially distanced. I mean, they had it figured out so that it was
right. Correct. So this was, for anybody who's like, how did I miss this? It was a very small, it was kind of an industry insider event. It was people who, you know, it was designers. It was people who've attended in the past.
Right.
It was just a very small number of tickets that were sold. People were at tables of 2 or 4. You had to, you know, decide who you were going with. All the tables were measured, you know, distant. Yeah. And I mean, what I was really impressed with is people came, everybody was so well behaved. Everybody came in masks, some of the most fabulous masks I've seen. Gretchen Ventura, local jewelry designer, of course, had this like kind of, you know, was it Louis Vuitton we were talking about?
Yes.
It wasn't that one, but it was similar. It was like a plastic shield over her face
that
was super chic. And, you know, designers and just fantastic. Oh my gosh, one of my favorite was Jamie Carl, the owner of Serge and Jane, you know, that store at like 44th in France.
Right.
it looked like a Rolling Stone mouth, you know, like the lips, the mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so it was like completely bedazzled, sparkling mask, and then it had like a tongue spewing gold chains. So it literally had chains hanging down from the mask that looked like they were coming out
of
a mouth.
Did she have it made special?
I don't know. We have to find out if she's selling those. It was the coolest looking mask. And it's the kind of mask that you'd see and think, where would I ever wear it? I'll tell you where you'd wear it. You'd wear it to an outdoor fashion show during COVID.
Absolutely.
That's what you would do. Yep. When we get back, let's talk a little bit about some of the trends on the runway and some of the local designers who were spotlighted, and also some exciting retail announcements for one of our favorite shopping neighborhoods.
Okay, good
deal. That's next on Shop Girls. Welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan. My mom, Harmony, is here as well. We were talking about Fashionopolis Unplugged, Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine's annual fall fashion show, which took to the streets this year, literally, outside for a intimate and really kind of special show this week that highlighted all, you know, everything was pulled from local retailers and highlighted local designers, including a segment by Ramadan Mohammed of Ramadan Designs, up and coming designer, who I think had the look of the show.
You'll see it.
It's on my Instagram at Allie Shops and Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine's at MSP Mag on their Instagram.
I saw a lot of the things.
So she did sort of a tribute to Breonna Taylor.
Oh, that was the Breonna Taylor.
And
it was wonderful.
Beautiful red kind of, full party
layers of
tulle and red. And it had the letters of Breonna's name spelled out, down the side. And then
it was Taylor down the side of the skirt.
Yes.
And then Breonna
on the t-shirt as well. It was such a wow moment to see it. And then you see, Breonna on the shirt, you see the model wearing a mask, you see the fact that we're outside in this, and it was sort of like, this is everything, there could be nothing more 2020 than this right here. It was really a special moment. There was a Joy Noel segment. I wore a Joy Noel kind of kimono jacket that felt very appropriate. It's the kind of thing that you felt like if you wanted to be fabulous around the house, it would be very comfortable. It's kind of like a robe/kimono, but then boom.
Multi-purpose.
Put on leather leggings and boots and you take it to the streets.
Do you think that going forward, hoping, to return to normalcy, that doing the show outside, maybe with a bigger venue, hopefully, but might be the way that they'll look at it in the future?
I mean, it could be. Who knows?
Especially if it's done in September like it used to be, where you can be a little more sure of the weather.
It was so much fun. It really was. I think what better way to kind of celebrate the city? It was kind of a really cool setting. There also were performances by BB Zahara, the drag queen, did an amazing performance. She was on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah.
And did quite well on that show. And there were some other singers and dancers. All of the highlights, you're going to be able to see all the looks at mspmag.com this week, along with, so watch for that and a list of like every piece in the show. There were a lot of great pieces from a store called The Rabbit Hole, which is a consignment vintage, really cool spot.
Where is it located?
It's in Minneapolis.
Okay. Well, that covers a little territory.
Yeah. Here, wait. I have the address, actually.
That'd be good.
Since you ask, I can tell the Rabbit Hole is...
Coming.
Why do I not see it listed here? Okay, I'll find it for you, Mom.
Okay.
But also, Queen Anna and Martin Patrick, DeNolo, of course. Oh, here it is, down the rabbit hole. It's actually in Minnetonka.
Oh.
17516 Minnetonka Boulevard. That's where the rabbit hole is. Yeah, okay. Definitely. I have to be honest, I hadn't been there yet. I mean, I know about it, and Minneapolis St. Paul has written about it, but definitely one to check out. Mona Williams at the Mall of America. Right. Roe Wolf, Surgeon Jane, Scarborough Fair in St. Paul. Mm-hmm. You know, just some, you look at this list of stores, and you're like, these are like the stalwarts. They've been around. Melly and Pumps and... You know, such important stores to the our community, and nice to kind of celebrate all of them. So it was great. And then some kind of unexpected but lovely. I feel like we get a lot of press releases at Twin Cities Business in Minneapolis, St. Paul about a store opening, a this, a that, taking that space. And it used to be like, okay, you know, these are transactional commercial real estate announcements. Now it's like you hear somebody's opening or moving downtown. It's like, what? They're coming? So on the heels of the Lynn Hall opening at 50th in France, in the new development, which is kind of behind where D'Amico is,
it's
that whole new building.
Market Street.
Yes, but that the building is called Nolan Mains.
Yeah.
So a bunch of retail announcements this week. Flirt Boutique from St. Paul is going to open at Nolan Mains in October. They are keeping
this is October.
Well, yeah, later this month. They're opening later this month. They're keeping their St. Paul spot, but it sounds like it's going to become maybe a little more of a pop-up space or occasional.
So this will really be their main store.
This will be the place. Okay. Yes. And if you haven't been to Flirt, you know, they do bra fittings. They do beautiful lingerie. I mean, it's your kind of place.
Yeah.
You know that.
Sounds great.
And then a store called Stranger & Co. This is their first brick and mortar space. It was founded online just last year in 2019. And they do home products, kind of one of a kind home products.
Oh.
And Maura Doyle, the owner, I guess she came from a background in sculpture, had worked at galleries, had worked in retail, and decided to blend her love of design and community making and wanted an actual space where she can focus on artists who aren't represented in other shops.
That sounds exciting.
Yes. So that is Stranger & Co. also opening at Nolan Mains this fall. And then Six for Good.
They're
which
at Rosedale.
Is, yes.
Currently
at Rosedale. Some of our favorite locals, Bobbles and Bobbies, Thumbs Cookies, Essence One, Towel Topper, Urban Undercover, and Hagen & Oates. All women-run local brands.
Oh, that's fabulous.
That have done really well at Rosedale and are now going to open a second location in Edina.
What's really great is 50th and France has had a little bit of open space for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a lot of closings and emptiness. So that's exciting to think that things are actually going to be opening there.
I drove down that Market Street. Didn't it used to be called 49th and a half Street?
Yes, but when they did all of this, they changed it to Market Street.
Okay, I suppose that's a little more welcoming.
Well, it sounds better than 49th
and a half Street,
right? It really doesn't have a ring to it.
But you drive down that, you're like, you feel like you're in a different city.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing how that building has changed that whole area.
Yeah.
I do wonder if Soul Cycle, which is right across the street from that, will ever open.
I don't know. I think there's another one that's supposed to open up there, too. There's more than one fitness place.
But it's exciting. New things coming and happening.
It's
and
good
all,
to hear.
All local and all female-owned, too. When we get back, we're going to talk to stylist Amy Seaman. Get her fall advice. That's next. Flashback bumper. That's the question. Do you know who that is? Should I let you stew on it? You know. Who is it? It's Sister Hazel. Does that ring a bell, anybody? Anybody?
No, I remember a television show called Hazel.
Oh, very different. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. So excited to have our guest on the show. I actually got to see her in person through our masks from a distance this week at Fashionopolis. It is stylist extraordinaire Amy Seaman. Thanks for being here, Amy.
Hello. Thanks for having me again.
Absolutely. So, Amy, first of all, since we were both at a fashion show, I mean, how exciting did it feel to be at a fashion show this week?
Oh, I woke up that morning giddy. I'm like, my soul needed that so bad, just to get dressed up and feel glamorous, be around people safely. And the setup was stunning outside with the city in the back at dusk. I mean, it was gorgeous.
What did you wear, Amy?
So I actually shop my own closet, which is one thing that I tell my clients all the time. And it's funny because being so excited to actually have a place to get dressed up to, my initial thought was, I want to run out and buy something new. But then I thought, well, I don't know where I will wear it again.
Right. And you probably have so many things in your closet that you haven't worn.
Exactly. So I decided to shop my closet. So what I did is I actually wore some white kind of tuxedo pants from Banana Republic with a cream vintage blazer from Queenie and Pearl. And then I put underneath it like a lace blouse that kind of had a sleeve that puffed out and my mom's fur stole, and I wrapped a Gucci belt around it.
You looked amazing.
I felt very glam.
And what about your mask? What was your mask?
My mask. So what's funny is the mask is now like a new accessory that you have to think about. So I really wanted to keep the tonal kind of monochromatic look going. So I bought a nude mask and I put it on and I looked like Hannibal Lecter. So I was like, that's not going to work. So I ended up going with just like a soft leopard print.
You can't go wrong with leopard, right? Goes with everything.
Right.
Well, Amy.
Yes, it's a neutral.
You've certainly been keeping busy. You are a fashion stylist, a social media maven, and you now have your own space at Shops at Arbor Lakes. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so very exciting. A roller coaster of emotions. I was actually supposed to open in February. And then the pandemic hit. And so it was on hold, a lot of delay. I wasn't even sure if we were going to be able to open. And now actually looking back in hindsight, I think the timing is perfect because it is a low contact way to shop.
Sure.
So what's wonderful is I wanted to create a space where I could bring my clients for a one-on-one personalized intimate experience when they're shopping. So I do all the shopping for them. I have them fill out a style profile just to help me understand body type, lifestyle, budget, sizing. I do all the shopping. I bring the clothes in. When they come into their appointment, I have racks set up for them. I have a big dressing room area, a restroom, music playing, a lounge area, and they are able to go through and whatever they decide to purchase, they can check out right there from my studio. So it is kind of full service.
Wow. That sounds so cool. And it's just one at a time, so it's not like you have to worry about being in a big crowd.
Right. Yes. Right now I'm doing one at a time. However, if you wanted to come mother, daughter, or bring a close friend, whatever you're comfortable with, that would be okay too. But yes, right now it is one-on-one.
And Amy, do you shop for them anywhere? I mean, is it stores at Shops at Arbor Lakes, or where will you go?
Yeah, I do go anywhere. It really depends on the client. So I have relationships with some of the retailers at Shops at Arbor Lakes. What's wonderful about that is I can send them an email and say, here's who my client is. Here's what I'm looking for. They can help be a part of that process of pre-pulling because they know their store merchandise. They can help me say, okay, here she's in between sizes, and they'll say size up, size down. So it really is a partnership in that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's a checkout process. I bring it back. But knowing that there isn't everything that a client needs at the Shops of Arbor Lakes, I am able to pull from other stores as well across the Twin Cities.
That's so great.
And what do you charge for the service, Amy?
Yeah, so I charge $100 an hour for the first 3 hours and then $80 an hour after that.
Okay.
I would say typically with shopping, you're probably 3 hours, sometimes four, depending on how much they actually need. So it's really affordable. I think there's this misconception that only the rich and famous have access to a stylist.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really here for the everyday woman. It is an investment, but it's an educational class in a way, because what I do is I'm really there to give them the tools so they can dress for their best self. So I teach them, where should your hemline hit? What shoes should you wear with what pants? How to cuff your sleeve? How to layer appropriately? How to accessorize? Things that they can walk away and apply for the rest of their life moving forward.
They'll know what to shop
for. Well, right. And the time you're saving. And when you think about the running around or the returning, I was just complaining this morning about things I've ordered that I now have to return because they were totally wrong.
I do not love online shopping.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I miss being able to go into stores. For that reason, it is a hassle. You don't know what it's going to look like until it shows up, and half the time it doesn't quite look like it did on the model online.
So, Amy, I'm so curious. What do your clients want right now? What are they shopping for? What are you telling people to invest in for fall, given kind of the weirdness of the world right now?
Yeah, I think what I've been hearing a lot of is I'm in a rut. right now, right? So we jumped right to loungewear. And then suddenly, and I don't know if you felt this way, Allie, I certainly did with Instagram. Like, I need to invest in a whole new wardrobe of loungewear because it's everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
And then I thought, well, this is silly because I would rather save that money for when I can return to the real world.
Right.
So I think we got into a rut, and now people are saying, I don't even know what to wear. I don't even know what pant size I am anymore because I've been wearing elastic waistbands.
Totally.
I'm on Zoom calls. So really what I've been focusing on with the clients I've had is pieces that can work from work to weekend. So those Zoom calls, you know, still being comfortable. I am loving the faux leather jogging pants right now. I think they are such a comfortable, soft thing to put on.
Are there several? I know Spanx makes one that's supposed to be great.
Yeah. You know, I've been finding a lot of affordable ones just at H&M, Express, Zara.
Everybody has a version.
Yeah.
That's
and
great.
I think especially in like a Bordeaux color, that's just really that rich wine color. I think it can look so expensive, and often you can find them for under $100.
Right.
That's
right. I think we saw some of that on the runway this week too, like joggers done in, you know, sparkly sequins. And it's sort of like the best of both worlds. It's a little bit dressed up. You feel a little more polished, puts a little zing in your step, but it's still comfortable and still gives you that elastic waistband, which is so important.
And those bright, and I don't know where they were from, but those bright pants that were like the silk kind of pleated.
Yeah.
Love those. You could easily wear that with sneakers, a graphic tee, and a leather jacket or denim jacket, or you could dress it up, you know, with a cashmere sweater, a blouse.
We're talking to stylist Amy Seaman. You might know her on Instagram as Mama Seaman. Amy, it seems like jackets are more important than ever, especially as we think about extending our patio season as long as we can. Mm-hmm. You want to look good, but you also need to be warm. So have you found any amazing cover-ups or jackets or wraps?
Yes. I love the like car coat or the shacket. So H&M actually recently had quite a few. The longer plaid, even a teddy coat still I think is very relevant. And those are great when they're longer and they're not so heavy that you get into the mall and all of a sudden you're sweating, but it's part of your outfit, you know? And even if you just threw on a long black tunic and black leggings and some combat boots, and then you top it off with this great plaid blazer, I know, or plaid jacket. I think it looks so chic. And I know Nordstrom has a bunch right now that are really beautiful.
Yep.
So that's kind of what I've been loving.
Don't you think that jackets or coats are going to be a really important thing that people will be buying now as we're going into fall and winter and people still want to be out as much as they can?
I do. And here's what I would say, too. So I think a lot of people, if they're going to invest in the jacket, they think I should go with the gray or the black, right? Because it's going to be timeless. I think the jacket, let the jacket be the star of the show.
Mm.
Pick a, especially if you're someone who tends to have a very neutral wardrobe, get a bright color. Get something that has multicolors in it or just that pop of color looks gorgeous against your skin. And you're going to feel good when you put that on, especially in Minnesota. I mean, we live in a dreary winter month. I love having a bright jacket instead of just a black long puffer.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And it photographs well against the snow, too.
Yes, it does. Yes.
Amy, I know you've got some rules and tricks of the trade. One of them is the power of three. What does that mean?
Yeah, so this was actually my very first Twin Cities Live segment was on the power of three. And so what I talked about is it's adding that third piece that can really make your outfit look thought out, polished. So it's typically, you know, a bottom and then two things on top. So whether you're finishing off with a jacket or you're layering underneath something, I think we always forget sometimes to layer under. And that could even be a thin striped, you know, navy and white striped shirt with a striped chunky knit sweater over the top that you then push up the sleeve. You know, just that little pop of something I think makes an outfit really look thought out and pulled together. And then over time, people started saying, you know, this changed the way I get dressed, but now I'm a little confused. Like, does statement jewelry count as the third piece? So I've kind of said, just to really simplify, it's that third something, whether it is topping off your sweater with a gorgeous necklace or earrings or adding a neck scarf, even when you have the cropped jeans on and some mules, which is one of my favorites right now for this in-between season, and then taking your neck scarf and tying it around your ankle like an anklet. That just takes that basic cream sweater you have on and jeans, and it just gives it a little something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Great advice.
What do you think about what kind of boots are you looking towards? Because let's be realistic, it's going to come.
So what
kind of boots are you?
I love the combat boots. I love the hiking boots. Mark Fisher has a great one that kind of laces up. I just bought from Sorel a sneaker boot that I wore a similar version for the last 2 years. I just throw it on with leggings when I'm running out the door. So I think a sneaker boot is a really great one to have as well.
Yeah.
And Amy, what are your Zoom tricks? We're still doing a lot of that. So what do you think looks great, or what do you do for a real pop when you're being seen for a business meeting or even a gathering of friends on Zoom?
Yeah, a lipstick, a bold lipstick. I'm the mask is kind of taking away my lipstick game.
Yes.
But at home on a Zoom call, I think it just brightens your smile. It's a little pop of something. Still accessorizing, you know, even just adding some delicate layering necklaces with your top. Again, it's like I put some thought into my outfit today. You know, another trick I've been doing is tying a sweater around my neck, because I think it just looks sort of sophisticated. It also gives you a little cozy layer if it's a little bit chilly in your house.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
I also notice, Allie, when I watch you,
yeah,
that your earrings.
Oh,
are
yeah.
Something I focus on.
I've definitely upped my earring game for sure.
I haven't had earrings on in forever because of masks and all that.
Got to thank Larissa Loden for my earrings, that's for sure.
No, I
think she makes a lot beautiful of jewelry.
Doesn't she? Mm-hmm. Well, Amy, everybody should make an appointment with Amy Seaman. You can go check out her cool new space at the Shops of Arbor Lakes in Maple Grove. Follow her online on Instagram at Mama Seaman. Amy, thank you for all the great advice.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it.
And where should people go to book an appointment?
Yeah, so my website is going to be up shortly. It's amyseaman.com. In the meantime, you could even just send me an email, mamaseaman@gmail.com.
Will do. All right. Well, it's always great chatting with you. It was so fun to see you this week, and can't wait to come see the space. Thanks, Amy.
Thanks, thank you.
All right. Yep. We will be back with Whose Look Is It Anyway next on Shop Girls. Welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. Thanks for tuning in on yet another beautiful fall day. We'll give you a few ideas of things to do coming up a little later. But right now, you're listening to Allie and Harmony, and it is time for Whose Look Is It Anyway?
Give me, she's wearing that outfit.
It's time for the Shop Girls to ask.
Can I ask you something?
Whose look is it anyway?
Actually, I want to start with, I don't know if I can pronounce her name correctly. Irina, is it Shayk?
Okay.
Shayk? She was, she's a model. She was Bradley Trainor's, Bradley Trainor.
No, Bradley Trainor did not want to date Irina. Oh, I'm sorry. That I can pretty much guarantee.
Sorry, Bradley. Bradley Cooper.
He might have enjoyed knowing her.
He might have.
But
he
I don't think he would.
Bradley Cooper.
Totally different Bradley.
Yeah. So she was Bradley Cooper's baby mama?
Yes.
They aren't together anymore.
They weren't ever married,
no,
were they?
They weren't. And they're not together anymore, but they do have a child. But she did something I'd love to do, except that if I did it, everybody would laugh at me. She walked down the street with a stroller. Mm-hmm. I assume her child was in the stroller. I couldn't see it. Wearing a robe and pajamas. But it wasn't just any kind of robe and pajamas. I mean, the pajama set, it's by a company called Skims. And it's just a little top and shorts. And then she had an open full-length robe that went with it. And of course, because this is what you would do, she wore this outfit with knee-high black heeled boots and a zebra print baby bag.
Just goes to show how a couple of key accessories can make all the difference.
Right. When you put the robe with the boots, that really has the whole look. But I don't know if she just, you know, the kid needed a walk and she just didn't have time to get dressed, or if it was, hey, look at me. I don't know that I'd want to go out dressed like that.
Well, funny that you should mention it, because your grandson walked out of the house last night in his robe.
Where did he go?
He walked over to a friend's backyard in
his robe.
He said, why not? It was cozy. He needed something.
Did he have anything on under it?
He did, yes. He was fully dressed.
But he just thought the
jeans
robe.
Jeans and a t-shirt.
Oh, well, I guess instead of a jacket.
I mean, I think it's all in the attitude with which you wear it.
Okay. Well, her outfit was not expensive. If you want to check it out, it's from skims.com. And like the shorts were $58. Mm-hmm. The robe was a little pricier. It was $128. And her boots, you see, that's what happens when you want to be fancy and not wear slippers. The boots were $726.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of expensive.
Well, if you're going to invest in
something. But they're made for walking, I guess. So
boots
that's
are
okay.
the way to go. Yeah. That's for sure. You know, it's so funny. I did I was doing a conversation this week actually about local retail and kind of what the future is with some experts in the industry. It's on Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine's Facebook page. But at the end, I asked all of, you know, these are all serious people.
Yes.
But I said, What do you want to buy? If you were going to buy something for fall, what would it be this year? Everybody wanted boots.
Yeah.
Everybody want. I think, first of all, we spend a lot of time not wearing any shoes.
That's true.
Period.
That's true.
And so the idea of it just feels, it pulls everything together.
Well, if you're going to leave the house, then that's a good idea.
Yes.
Now, Katy Perry, of course, is just 2 months out from having her baby.
Mm-hmm.
But she's returned to work because they are now in production for American Idol's new season. And
I forgot she does that.
And I guess she was really doing an homage to the fact that she's nursing, I believe.
Okay.
And because she was dressed from head to toe as a cow. I mean, not literally as a cow, but in a cow print.
Right.
She was.
You're not saying she looked like a cow.
No, no,
she
no.
Did
she
not.
Looked very good.
Right.
No, but she had a hat.
Yeah.
A peplum top, pants.
Oh, that's so funny. I didn't even think about it.
Oh, that's why she did.
She thinks of herself as
she's
a milking machine.
That's right.
Kind of hilarious.
So she was styled to look very much like a cow.
Huh.
Although a very attractive cow.
But cow prints, as we've been saying, have been kind of the new animal of choice for a while now.
Wouldn't be my choice.
No, but we've talked about that.
Yeah,
animal.
No,
I mean,
of
the animal prints, cow has become kind of a cool statement. That's been happening for a couple seasons.
Yeah.
So.
And then Marc Jacobs, and he has his own way of styling, that's for sure, and makes things very unique. But he's kind of bringing back the cargo pants, which I didn't know were ever gone because I think cargo pants are always.
Well, I think it depends on who you talk to.
Comfortable and all that.
Yeah. If you talk to a lot of guys who don't really like to shop, they'd say, yep, cargo pants have always been in style.
Right.
But among real, you know, fashion fans.
Well, that's different.
Maybe
a
little less so.
But Vogue says, you know, usually they've been associated with dads or construction workers. Can you be a construction worker and a dad?
You could.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but he wore two different styles by his label, the less expensive label that he now has, Heaven by Marc Jacobs.
Mm-hmm.
He wore a blue button-up with cargo pants that matched. And, of course, he styled it as he is wont to do with a pearl necklace and peep-toe heels.
Mm-hmm.
And then his second look was a graphic tee with black cargo pants, also by Heaven. So, at least according to Vogue, they say if Marc Jacobs did this, then it is going to be the season of the cargo pant.
Okay.
So,
well,
you know,
a lot of people find them handy. You can slip your phone in one side.
Yeah, there's a lot of room. Yeah.
Slip your
what
keys
about
in
women?
The other.
Do you think women will be wearing them as well?
I mean, I feel, again, like it is one of those staples. I don't think it's been like a heavy cargo season in a while, but I think you've seen, you know, slim fitting pants that have a side pocket and that always can look good.
And it kind of goes along with the whole comfort idea right now, too.
Totally. Yeah.
You know,
it's just, it's another twist on instead of doing joggers. Or, you know, it's just kind of a baggier comfort style. That's how he was wearing them. Of course, he was wearing them in one of his Instagram posts to show off his fresh manicure, which he said was mani and pedi, which he said was the first he's gotten since lockdown.
Yeah, it was a very pretty shade of, I don't know, was it kind of reddish, purplish?
Is his hair kind of lavender too, Marc Jacobs, right now?
Looks
like it. I feel like there's a little lavender tint to it.
I mean, it's just kind of funny because he in this one picture, he's very masculine looking with his beard and mustache and all that and his tattoos. But, you know, he really does his own thing.
He changes it up.
Oh, yes.
Whatever.
Yeah,
and
time.
That I think a lot of people love that about him. And it is very much in keeping with the times. Do you want to speaking
do we have
of that
time to
talk
do
about
that?
Gucci?
Gucci. Yes. They came out with their fall winter collection and they are really focusing on new gender norms, and they've introduced Gucci MX, it's a non-binary clothing section on their website. But
look at how far we've come.
You know?
I mean,
actually,
really.
Right. But the attention was given to this one dress that a man was wearing, $2,600, an orange tartan dress for men. And what people said is that it should have been far more up to date than a little girl looking dress. It's a smock dress with a satin bow and pearl buttons and the Peter Pan collar.
Oh, so you're knocking the dress.
That's what everybody was. And the best thing was somebody wrote, why would a man wear blue jeans under his dress? It defeats the entire purpose of testicular liberation from heat and constriction. So
I guess there is that too. For $2,600, they could do a little more.
But a little bit of a childish styling, and I think they also found that why did he have to put the jeans on underneath it?
So move.